My twin sister and I, so I have been told, were assisted on our arduous journey into life by a midwife, Usley Boggs. The event took place at Poor Fork, Kentucky, on a bitter cold night in early February. 3 days later, my sister died. My father hammered together a coffin of pine boards in which to bury my sister and covered it with black cambric. One of our neighbors, Cassie Huff, came across our pasture bringing with her a tiny dress and a dainty pillow of soft white mull together with a length of the same material. With the length of mull, she made for my sister's coffin a lining, gathering the material into a softness at the bottom and around the sides. Then she laid the pillow in the coffin for my sister's head to rest on and prepared my sister for burial. My father laid my sister in the black sheath coffin gently, as if he feared he might disturb her last long sleep. Then he nailed the cover on the coffin, lifted the burden to his shoulder, and, bearing a much heavier burden within himself, set out across the Poor Fork River on the ice for the Sandhill graveyard on the opposite side. Neighbor men had already dug a grave, such a little grave, in which to lay the coffin. Respectfully and silently, they stood and watched my father lay his child in the grave. Then my father stood with head bowed while the neighbors shoveled earth on the coffin, gently and quietly. When they had rounded the earth into a mound, my father brought a small field stone and placed it upright at the head of the grave. A smaller stone he placed at the foot of the grave. No hymn was sung, no prayer uttered, no words spoken. Silence proclaimed the grief of my father and the warmth of the neighborly understanding that sustained him. Their duties finished, my father and his neighbors returned, each to his own home, leaving beneath the little mound not only the cold, lifeless body of my sister, but a part of my father as well.